It's Friday.
Yeah, and you're already on vacation, aren't you? You're a short timer, and you're mailing it in today, aren't you?
No, huh? I'm bringing the A game today.
Yeah, no. He's on vacation for a week, folks.
I'm sorry, what?
This is the last day in a while that we'll all be together. We've been together because of Fair Week. Seth is on vacation next week.
Yes, he is.
The following week, I'm working Monday and Tuesday before I go on vacation for a midweek to midweek vacation.
All right, so when I come back, you'll only be here for a couple days, and then you're gone.
Right, because I will need a vacation from you.
Yeah. You're the one? Huh. Okay, so yesterday we were at the fair. No, I'm going to be here in full effect today.
You know what? Right? I've decided I cannot eat cheese curds 2 days in a row.
No, I don't think that's a good idea. I'm not sure that anyone is supposed to eat cheese curds 2 days in a row. You may need to...
I guarantee you there are people at the fair that are eating them every day this week.
You may need an extra dose of fiber. So yesterday, I may have overdone it just a tad with the fair food.
Oh, you were like a machine yesterday, sir.
You don't know what I ate before we went. So I get to the fair, and let's see, the first thing is we got set up, everything's going good, meeting a lot of people, which, by the way, thank you so much for all the kind comments.
A lot of people came by.
A lot of people did come by. It was really nice to talk to everybody. I will say that my favorite was an 82, 83-year-old guy that was a real interesting combination of compliments to the show and personal insults to me at the same time. I love the show. You guys are great. You kind of let yourself go, haven't you? Like, what? No, I'm the... Uh-huh. All right. Well, listen, you guys do a great job. You talk too damn much. Like, it's a talk show? It's talk radio? I mean, that's kind of what we do. Yeah, but give the callers a chance. Well, if you'd call in, that, you know, I would. I asked him, I said, do you ever call in? No. I said, okay, then. And then what was his other comment? Oh, you got this show. Awesome. It's great. You played too many damn commercials. Like, well, sir, I can't do anything about that. We, you know, the sponsors love us, and they're clamoring to advertise on the program. Anyway, so after we'd met with people, I did venture out into the food area. And my first foray...
Oh, you ventured, sir.
My first foray was a $5 corn dog.
You got to have a corn dog at the fair.
Okay, yeah. Not the $5 corn dog. The $5 corn dog tasted good. It's not worth $5.
Well, no, but it's fair food. It's like going to the ballpark and paying $5 for a hot dog.
I had to pay $5 for the footlong, but the footlong was $8.
Yes, that's right. The $5 corn dog is not the large one.
No, but down the way, just a little ways down the road, is a $3 regular corn dog. I should have hit that place. And the kid that gave it to me, his hands were nasty dirty.
Well, come on.
I
know you have a phobia about germs, but
this is the fair. No, dude, he touched the food. You pick it up by the stick, you put it in the little paper boat, you hand it to me.
He grabbed it?
He grabbed it and then handed it, and I'm like, oh, Lord.
You ate it?
Yeah, I did. It's corn dog.
So you're fighting through your phobias.
I pushed through it for a good cause. So I dropped $5 for a corn dog. I'm like, good grief. Then I went across the way and got a couple egg rolls.
Uh-huh.
They were good. Let those settle. And then on the second round, went and got the Indian taco plate, which was a taco on a pita, some fresh-cut French fries, and a diet soda, of course.
Of course.
Did you wash it all? That was round two. And the thing that I really...
Did you make it to the dairy thing to get the fresh ice cream?
Dude, I couldn't do the ice cream.
Or the cream puff
I just
from
couldn't.
Sweet Adeline's?
I wanted to. I really did. I even met the woman from Sweet Adeline's, and I really did. I just couldn't. At that point, I was like, I'm feeling a little queasy. Either I got to go on the Tilt-A-Hurl out in the Midway and you know...
That's there.
Get rid of everything in a public display,
mm-hmm.
Or just chill. Now, what I'm thinking, though, is... I got to go back and get that barbecued sundae thing. The parfait, the barbecue.
Pulled pork sundae.
The pulled pork sundae. I have got to go back and get that. That I may go back and do that, and then hit the ice cream tent today. But I've got to do that.
You got it.
Well, you have to. I think that's a staple. All right, so there it is. That's that was the adventure. And yes, for dinner last night, a banana. a singular banana. And that I was working at. It's like, I probably should eat some, or I'm going to feel kind of quick. So there it is. That was my gastronomic adventure from yesterday. We have a lot of really good show content today, probably more than I can cram into the 4 hours
more
that
than
we have
usual.
Left.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, a lot of really good stuff. So what you need to do is hold tight, buckle up, put your helmet on, because this is the Friday version of your favorite morning show.
Come on out to Dry and Wild, California's first totally waterless water park. Located on 5 acres of scorched earth in beautiful Death Valley.
Who needs water to have a good time?
Get ready for a rush of adrenaline and a mouthful of dust on 14 bone-dry rides.
Conserving water is fun.
Like the dehydrator, the skin scraper, the parch maker.
Do we ever have to leave?
Plus, California's largest waveless wave pool. Dry and Wild. Buy a season pass and be first in line on the all-new Abrasionator. Not responsible for bleeding, chafing, or scraping. Pants strongly advised.
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.